Hey guys, welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show. It's another episode of the Supply Chain podcast series, and we are so excited about it. Today, we are looking at how we can simplify supply processes using blockchain technology. Our previous episode was with Brinton Baker of DFarm, who gave us the part one of this topic, and now we will be getting the part two from the co-founder of Snapper Future Tech, which is an enterprise blockchain company that develops customized blockchain products and services. Please give it up for Naresh Jain, our guest for today's show. Hi, Naresh. Thank you very much for joining the show today.
Thank you, Sharon, for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I mean, the whole idea of the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast is to have experts from different industries, different players in the agriculture space to come share with us and teach us. So yes, thank you very much for honoring our invitation today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon.
So tell us a bit about you. I mean, you've been in the industry for like 26 years now. How has it been like for you?
Oh, okay. It's actually more than that. It's almost 30 years now.
Oh my God.
I passed out of my graduation in 92. So it's exactly 30 years now.
Wow.
I started my career with a manufacturing company. It was a steel industry, metal industry. And I decided to be in IT in 97. And this is more than 25 years now. Since then, I've been working with the various IT companies globally in India and outside India. So like IBM and Deloitte. So I've traveled globally. I work with the global Fortune 500 customers in different industry, oil and gas, supply chain, manufacturing. Like that, I worked in multiple industry while serving the customers. And I decided my journey to do something of my own. And that is when I took a plunge at the age of 47.
Oh, wow.
And that too in an emerging technology like blockchain technology. So 2016, I decided to come out of my job and start a company with something new. And I chose blockchain technology along with my partners. And since then, I'm working in this space. As a company, we're fully focused on blockchain. Whatever we do, it's all around that. And we are working in multiple areas. We have our own products. We provide services. We also provide training. Because when we started our journey, we just started and there was no skills available in the market. So we have to learn each and everything on our own.
Oh, wow.
Finding was a big challenge, and that is how we started our training division also, because we have to train our own people. When we trained our people, we developed a curriculum for them, and then we thought that we should start working with universities and corporates to train them so that we can spread awareness about this technology. So that is how our journey started as far as training is concerned. Apart from that, we started working with the state governments in India for implementation of blockchain technology for land records or other use cases. So at this point of time, we have customers all across in India, US, Europe, Middle East, Asia. And it's government customers, fintech industry, manufacturing industry, across multiple industries.
So, wow.
It has been a very exciting journey so far, and we are growing and we are doing good.
Oh, that's amazing. That's really good to know. But, I mean, it must have been quite challenging for you, leaving your job and then becoming a full-time entrepreneur. You know, so many entrepreneurs, they leave their full-time job. They want to be a boss of their own. So was it challenging for you? Because really, I'm sort of like in that phase at this point, because, you know, I didn't like the idea of working for someone. Yeah. I really wanted to have something on my own. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It was very challenging. And I would say that we are still struggling. Even though we are doing good, but we are still struggling. It's not easy.
Yeah,
it's the last easy. 5 years of my journey as an entrepreneur is struggleful. And we are still thinking that, because the main reason is that it's a new technology. So you don't get enough business in the market, because there's not enough business. There are two reasons. We decided to focus more on enterprise blockchain. We decided not to work on crypto side because of legal challenges. And if we talk about enterprise blockchain, then business is very limited. So we have to invest a lot in on product side. So that's why we developed our products. Now, for last 1 year, market has opened up, and we see that a lot of business is coming. So this year is it's different situation for us now. We have business, but we are not able to deliver because of lack of resources. Because the demand has increased multiple folds. Salary levels are increased up to 4 times. Our own salary cost has increased by 3 times. So it's a different struggle. Struggle is there. It never goes away.
Yeah, the challenges just never go. I mean, as much as you transition to a higher stage, it just feels as though new challenges just keep coming up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But we'll get it right, of course. I mean, the challenges are what makes us to be the strong people that we are. So we just have to keep going, really. We just have to keep going. So thanks for sharing that experience with us. I'm sure so many entrepreneurs who want to hear this, you need to know that it is not just about getting it right all the time. There are always going to be challenges out there. So it's really nice for you to share this with us as well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So back to our supply chain gist, yeah? So what is your idea about solving supply chain challenges? I mean, as someone who has been involved for like how many years now? I mean, what do you think? How do you think we can actually solve this challenge in the supply chain industry?
Okay, let me talk about supply chain industry. And it's not limited to any one industry. Supply chain, not limited to any one industry, whether it's agriculture or it's pharma or it's food industry. Or it's manufacturing. Any industry we talk about supply chain, there are challenges, and challenges are common. The challenges are that in a business, there are multiple stakeholders. Like we have suppliers, customers, manufacturers, finance company, banks, all of these different stakeholders who work with each other. But all of these are independent entities. And they have their own software, they have their own systems. And they, even though they do business with each other, they are not connected with each other. They are not connected in terms of digitally. So yes, of course, system can be connected using EDI and XML and all that. But mostly, most of the entity, they work together independently. They work in silos. And because of that, there are always challenges. The challenges are multiple folds. The challenges are related to reconciliation, because there could be data entry errors, there could be data redundancy errors, frauds are possible, and delays are there. So, and because of that, many times counterfeiting happens, transparency becomes a challenge, and overall, trust is a challenge, because when there are two parties, they have their own system, they do business with each other, but they don't trust each other. Mm-hmm. And that is why many times the two parties, when they don't want to do business with each other, they bring intermediaries in between. And like maybe some custodian or some e-commerce platform or maybe some banks. And when intermediary is there between, then the cost increases. So the challenges are there in terms of, because in a supply chain across, companies or entities are working silos and they're not connected, and because of that we are talking about using blockchain technology, because blockchain is a decentralized distributed architecture where the whole network is not controlled by one single entity. It's distributed, and all the entities, all the peers, all the participants are connected with each other one single common platform. And because of that, what happens, because the data is shared across all the participants, they are able to, because they participate in the consensus or the agreement of each transaction, so there's a trust. Data cannot be deleted or altered. Because of that, security is there. So overall, it brings trust apart from bringing efficiency in the entire network. And that is one major thing which you can say blockchain provides. That blockchain helps in bringing security, transparency, single source of truth. It brings efficiency, and overall it brings trust, so that all the stakeholders are helping each other, business is smooth, cost of transaction is less, and overall transparency, trust increases.
Oh, great. So you think that blockchain technology is the key to solving the challenges in the supply chain system?
Absolutely, absolutely. So let me take certain examples. So the two major factors, let's talk about the agriculture, the food industry. Mm-hmm. As per one of the surveys, the most of the participants mentioned that they would like to have one common information, that there should be quality certificate. The food what they're consuming, they would like to know, almost 95% of the participants said that they would like to know the quality certificate of that food, the quality of, what is the quality of that food, because without that they don't really rely what they're eating. For example, if I say that suppose we buy organic food, we pay double the cost in name of organic food, but we don't know in reality what we're eating, whether it's really organic or it's full of chemicals. See, not only that, what kind of food we eat, what kind of production standards, the farming standards are used, when that food was harvested, how that food has been stored, what is the nutrition value of those foods, what kind of fertilizers, pesticides has been used, where the product or the food has been produced, the place of origin, who are the producers, because this depending upon the weather condition, the geography, the quality or the nutrition value of each food could be different. And for example, if I take example, say wine, if we are consuming wine from say certain parts of the world, in Europe, say France, the quality of the wine produced in France would be different than the quality of wine produced in other countries. And because the grapes what we get in that country or in that region is of different quality because of the weather conditions. So if we know that the food what we are consuming, it has the ingredients which has come from a particular place, and harvesting has done at a particular time, at the right time, the farming standards, production standards are used properly, the kind of chemical fertilizers, pesticides which are used in the production, they are the right quality and the right this thing. And over and above, someone is there who can certify that whatever is being said, that is correct. then all that basically gives a confidence to the consumer that what they are consuming, and that is good, and it gives more confidence to them, and basis that they would be ready to give more value or more money for buying the same food. So what it means, how blockchain is helping here. So what it means is we need to verify, we need to have a complete traceability. So one is the traceability, and second, we need to have the authentication or the verification of the origin or the owner or the certificate or the food authentication and the traceability. So that is what is needed in a supply chain, and across all supply chain, that is these two things are needed, traceability and provenance.
Is that what your solution is all about?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. So our product, it's named as a trace chain. It talks about traceability using blockchain. So our solution is it covers complete traceability along with provenance, and not only that, we also have because NFT is something which is going to be a big thing. So right now NFT usage is very limited, so only into B2C category, but going forward NFT is going to be into B2B as well, and businesses can actually, we can create NFT of the assets and share those assets with the new owner, and can transfer the ownership. So what we have built in our platform, it's not only traceability and provenance. Along with that, we also have tracking of ownership and transparency of historical transparency of the ownership is also there. Apart from that, we also have sustainability. Sustainability, when we talk about during the process, we want to capture what is the carbon footprint which is being generated. So capturing that information, accounting the carbon footprint, and ultimately tokenization of that. So basically, what we have, the product what we have, it's a sustainable supply chain product which covers traceability, provenance, and ownership tracking using NFT along in the marketplace for B2B or B2C sales, and tracking of carbon tokenization.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing this with us. I really do believe that blockchain is going to play a very crucial role to the supply chain industry, and also in agriculture as well. So thank you very much for sharing this wonderful insight with us. We really, really do appreciate you on this show today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Sharon. Is that all?
Yes, thank you very much. So guys, we've come to the end of today's podcast show. And we really hope that you enjoyed this. We really hope you learn a lot from this. I will be dropping the website address of Snapper Future Tech, so you can connect with them and also connect with the co-founder right here on the show. Thank you very much, guys. I hope you stay tuned and listen to probably our last episode of the Supply Chain Podcast Series. Thank you very much, guys. I love you, and see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.